And there's John Dunphy, and you may have heard this quotation. He says, "I am convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith, a religion of humanity that recognizes the spark of what theologians call divinity in every human being. Their teachers must embody the same selfless dedication of the most rabid fundamentalist preacher, or they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach, regardless of the educational level, preschool, daycare, or large state university. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved." This guy gets it. He understands. He understands. In fact, an interview done with him sometime later said, he said, "I agree with everything I said," and he says, "We're going to win." American Vision gets a number of nasty emails and voicemails from people. Comes with the job, I suspect. We got this one a few months ago. He says, I won't read all of it to you, but just some snippets from it. He says, "As a matter of fact, Christians have a back seat in America if you know anything about history. So get in the back seat, you weirdo, psycho Christians." Now, he's not just talking about me, he's talking about you too. If you read this stuff, if you have your children classically trained and you're teaching them the biblical worldview, you are a weirdo psycho Christian. That'd make a great t-shirt. Maybe we could make some money on that. "Get your stinking church Sunday stinking messages out of my country. You belong out of this country. You're the weirdos. You're the wackos. You religious people have some nerve pushing your God on me. Get your God out of my backyard." I don't know what he's doing in his backyard, but "get your God out of my house. As I mentioned to you before, you of all people should be in the back seat. You should be tortured for your religion. You should be prosecuted for your religion. Didn't we feed you people to the lions?" You can go on American Vision's website and you can listen to this yourself. I didn't make this up. And here's an email that was sent to WorldNet Daily, and it was called "We Are Going to Win." He says, "We are going to win. I will fight people like you until I die. I will give money. I will march. I will sue. I will never stop. Never. Every day I breathe will be to advance gay rights. Every success you people have only makes me more determined. And you people may get what you want for now, but young people don't feel the way you do and will be making the rules soon enough, and they don't hate gay people. It may take 10, 20, or 30 years, but gay people will get everything they want, I can assure you. All setbacks now are temporary, trust me. I live by this every day, and it is good news that God is on my side, the gay side." I want you to notice something about all of these. They're all really, really, really future-oriented. They're patient. And they work for something that is going to take place down the road. And they're working for it now. They're working for it every day. They're putting money into it. They're taking over all the institutions related to it. They understand what their worldview is all about. And the question is, will we as Christians get on the bandwagon?